This is Scenic Roots. The library downtown is still closed, but it is about to reopen. We will have new sessions recorded in the studio in the library downtown starting next month. But this afternoon, we have another concert from the series celebrating 25 years of the Massachusetts-based label Signature Sounds. The concert this afternoon featuring Sons of Serendip, a quartet who describe themselves as a gospel-slash-classical-slash-neo-soul-slash-R&B fusion quartet who sing beautiful songs. Micah Christian, a former teacher from Randolph, Massachusetts, is the lead singer. Cordero Rodriguez, a former attorney from Charlotte, North Carolina, is the pianist and guitarist. Kendall Ramseur, a former cello instructor from Charlotte, North Carolina, is their cellist and singer. And Mason Morton, who is a former teacher from Atlanta, Georgia, is the harpist in the quartet. This virtual show is a combination, as you'll hear, of a series of Zoom conversations a la The Brady Bunch, with each of the members on separate screens, combined with a virtual performance, which was, although they never did say, apparently recorded in a studio. This is Sons of Serendip.
Pathway like the back of my head. I felt the earth beneath my feet, set by a river, and it made me complete. Oh, simple thing, where have you gone? I'm getting tired and I need some.
rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond the illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Of the season, and if I claim to be a wise man, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed and bottom like a ship on the ocean, I set a course for winds of fortune, but I hear the voices say.
Welcome to our concert, our first concert of our first virtual concert of 2021. We are so grateful to be here. We are the Sons of Serendip. We're finalists on season 9 of America's Got Talent and contestants on the first season of America's Got Talent, The Champions. And we are grateful to Signature Sounds for hosting us here for the Parlor Room Home Sessions. And what we would love for you, one thing that we love to do at the beginning of all of our concerts, we would love for you to just take a look at the people around you and tell the people around you that it is so good to see you here tonight and to be with you here tonight. And if you're not around anybody, feel free to reach out to someone that you love, that you care about, and just tell them that you love them, that you care about them, because every moment that we have to share with one another is a gift, and we don't take that for granted. So just take a minute and do that right now. And one thing that we're going to do, too, is just go around and introduce ourselves as well and tell you a little bit about our own backgrounds. And, it kind of feels like, I think, like the Brady Bunch, Kendall, doesn't it? Like, hey, Kendall. Hey,
we were joking about that earlier. We're like, this is fun because we can see each other all together like this. Yeah, so we're going to go around. Kendall, you get started. And we'll go around and we'll say just a little bit about our background. But also, if there were a movie made about your life, what would the genre be? And if you want to share like a title, feel free to share that too.
Okay.
All right. You want to, but at least the genre.
No, that's good. Hello, everyone. My name is Kendall Ramsour. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's see here. If I had to choose a genre that kind of, let's see, about my life, I would say probably like a epic fantasy adventure.
Oh, okay.
Epic, like, you know, focus on the epic. I'm not sure of the title, but yeah, I think that would be the genre. So kind of like, you know, Lord of the Rings type, you know. That's
cool. Mason?
Hey, everybody out there. My name is Mason Morton. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I learned to play the harp in Atlanta. Let's see, you asked what genre of my life would be now?
Like, so if there was a movie made about your life, what genre would it be? And if you want to come up with a name, you can do that too, like a title for the film.
Okay, I know for sure I would call it a dramedy.
Nice.
Awesome. All right, Cordero.
Well, Micah. So my name is Cordero Rodriguez from Charlotte, North Carolina. Also grew up around the block from Kendall. Been playing the piano since sixth grade, I believe. And if my life were a movie, it would be some kind of philosophical drama of some sort. It would probably be called Questions.
Ooh, that's good. My name is Micah Christian. I'm from Randolph, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, and currently living with my wife in Boston, Mass. And if I were to, let me think. I think it would be a mixture of adventure and comedy, because my wife and I love to travel. We love, we've had experiences of travel and living outside the country, and have had some really cool experiences, life-changing experiences. But throughout the entire time that we've, you know, done this traveling, it's just been a lot of fun and a lot of laughing. We laugh at everything, and we love to make each other laugh. And so I'd say probably adventure and comedy, so like a mixture of the two. So, and for a name of it, I'm not really sure if I have a name. I'll think of it. I'll try to let you guys know by the end of the concert. And yeah, so tonight we're going to be performing a lot of songs from all three albums. It'll be a mixture from our debut album to Life and Love and our latest album, Mosaic. We're going to continue on with the concert. This next song is actually one that it's an oldie but goodie. We haven't done it in a while, and so we figured we'd share it tonight.
No, I don't wanna fall in love. with you.
We fight.
but I'ma love you still. You hint, I spill. We lie, but I'ma love you still. You hurt, I heal. We cry, so I'ma love you still. You bail, I dwell. We may try, but I'ma love you still.
I'll take your part.
from a series of shows celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Massachusetts-based label Signature Sounds, they call Parlor Room Concerts. This is Sons of Serendip. Thank you.
right. Well, we hope you enjoyed last tune. That was F major. It's available on our latest album, Mosaic.
And this next song is one that was written by Kurt. Thank you, everyone.
We'd like to invite you all to a short Q&A here.
And Kendall, we probably should do like one person answer a question at a time.
Yeah. We'll be on these all day. Okay, no, that's good.
Right. There are not quite a few.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Let's start with this one. Do you each have any daily habits that help you with your music life? And this question comes in from YouTube. Let's see, maybe Micah, what do you think?
All right, yeah. One thing that Cordero and I actually started recently doing, actually, no, I'd say we started last summer, is waking up early in the morning and first thing in the morning, getting together on Zoom and each of us using an hour, like setting a clock for an hour, a timer for an hour, and composing for that hour. And we've been making this a daily habit so that it can help us to, you know, get over the writer's block and get our ideas out there a lot quicker. And then for me personally, one habit for me that I've started to redevelop again is just a daily prayer as well. And just making sure that I'm connecting with God first thing as well in the morning. And it has helped to lift a lot of weight off my shoulders for the rest of the day.
Very nice. All right, so let's see. This one will go to, maybe to Cordero. This one's to you. What has kept you all sane during this pandemic time?
So I'm a homebody by nature, so staying home hasn't been something that's driven me crazy. It's actually been kind of nice. Not to say that the whole COVID thing is not a thing to deal with, but that's the answer.
Yeah, gotcha. That's good. All right. I will take this next one if that's okay, Mason. What was a moment that stood it says, what was a moment that stood out to you while touring? And being able to tour the country for one it's a huge blessing. And it's so humbling. You know, we going through the Midwest and Colorado, Montana, and there's just these humongous mountains, just such beauty. All around us. But I can say one moment that stood out was when we had the opportunity to visit the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico. The caves were just, it's literally like these underground cities, absolutely beautiful. And we walked all the way through the cave. It was a little tiring, but we made it. And we got towards the end of the path there. Now, mind you, there's miles of paths and trails down there. And there's this one room. It was called the Big Room. And right towards the side, the corner of it was a little cafeteria. And I just remember sitting there with the guys and, we're eating these sandwiches that weren't the best, but, we were eating these sandwiches, these salads. Just realizing that, we're having lunch 750 feet underground. It's like, this is crazy, And so I would say that moment really just stood out to me and I still, it comes to mind from time to time as I'm home. I'm like, that was an amazing experience, But
that's a good one.
All right, so Mason, let's see here.
All right.
What's your favorite taco?
That's the stupidest question. I'm not answering that. Give me another one.
No,
stop, Mason. That's terrible. This comes in from Facebook. That's a good question.
The stupidest question. This is live. Excuse me. Well, to answer it truthfully and authentically, I don't like tacos. So that answers that. But one thing I would answer that's similar to it is
You like nachos?
I took it out of my mouth. I like chicken nachos.
There we go.
So that's about the best I could do with that. But thank you for that question from Facebook.
No problem. No problem. All right, what do you guys think? Maybe like one or two more? Here's a good one. What keeps each of you grounded? Is it your faith in God?
Okay, I like YouTube's questions. No, I like Facebook's questions too. I would say most definitely, God definitely keeps centered, and also just doing words that I've heard over the past that I shared earlier, you know, from Ann Opson Pilot, "This too shall pass." But I would say it's a mixture of God and from words from my mentors as well, and seeing how they live their lives and how they push through things.
That's good.
So that kind of keeps me centered. And also a little exercise helps to get you out of your head. You know, I try to make a commitment to do that every, I'm not going to lie to you and say every day, but I have a appointment every Tuesday. And just kind of moving the body gets you out of your head. And also journaling too, for me, that works a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
So a mixture of all those keep me grounded. Y'all tired of questions now?
Yeah, we can go into the music.
Oh, listen. Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for music now.
Okay.
So why don't we do another? Thank you all so much for the questions.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Before we go on to this last song of the concert, I just want to share a little bit of what we're hoping, or we want to offer this last concert. It's kind of a prayer to send us off. My wife and I just recently got over COVID, and it was a very, very heavy experience. And so we wanted to lift up all of the folks who are dealing with COVID currently right now, especially right now. Cordero, his father, just was admitted into the hospital, and we wanted to lift him up as well. And we would love for you all just to keep him in your prayers, because he's also fighting COVID right now. And so, for this last song, which is Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, we would just offer it as a blessing, just to keep those folks who are who we've lost to COVID, and also the people who are battling it right now. We're just keeping lifting those folks up. So thank you all again for being here tonight. We hope to see you again in the future, and we love you. This last song is Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tons of Serendip from Boston. If you'd like to know more about them, they have a website, sonsofserendip.com. The concert we've just listened to is one of a series of parlor room concerts, as they call it, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Massachusetts-based label Signature Sounds. This is Scenic Roots.